Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Forever Dog.
Hey everybody, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said, yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great. And we hope you enjoy.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radios dial spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense. This day's final feature, beyond belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doe, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages. Oh, yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Satan Up and Die Right. Our story begins at their well-appointed Park Avenue home, where Frank and Sadie settle in for a pleasant evening alone.
Frank, good news. It's the 5 o'clock cocktail hour.
Wonderful. And how nice that it should come directly on the heels of the 4 o'clock cocktail hour.
Shall I make us a pair of martinis, darling?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've already taken the liberty, which is not to say no.
Coming right up.
And going right down.
And now that we've softened each other up with a drink, I'm afraid I have some bad news to tell us.
Oh, shall I brace myself, darling? With another drink, perhaps?
Here you go.
I'm no stickler, love, but this martini is missing an olive.
We're out of olives! That's the news!
Oh, don't panic. Not yet. Did you check behind the case of vermouth?
Yes.
Did you check behind the other case of vermouth?
Yes.
Did you check behind the other case of vermouth?
We could do this all day, darling, but take my word for it, the cupboard is bare.
Well, the liquor delivery boy must have forgotten them, the rascal!
Next time I see that liquor delivery boy, I shall rub his little head, for such a rascal is he, but an adorable one.
Indeed, I have already forgiven him. Shall we drink to him?
Without an olive?
Any port in a storm.
Is that who we are?
No.
Who are we to the storm?
We are its conquerors.
So what shall we do?
Call the liquor store.
Franklin Manuel Transmission Doyle, do you propose we wait for an olive delivery? For how long?
Well, what's the alternative, love?
Do you recall when those new neighbors moved in down the hall?
Sadie, of course I don't.
Yes, you do. Sid and Jeannie, we brought them a welcome whiskey. They said to stop by any time for any old reason at all.
Why, this is a reason!
Yes, it is. Shall we stop by, borrow a cup of olives?
To conquering the storm.
Hello! Hello, neighbors.
Oh, it's not him!
Why, Sid! Jeannie, you're having a party, darling. They're having a party.
Yes, we're interrupting.
Nonsense. Come in, join the party.
We're expecting the guest of honor any moment now.
We won't stay. We were just hoping you could spare a cup or two of martini olives.
Oh, we've got more olives than we know what to do with. The liquor store boy gave us extra, the rascal.
We'll grab you a jar. Meantime, I insist you come in and mingle. Everyone here is interesting. Meet someone.
Meet everyone.
Hi. Hello. Manners, we have them.
Frank, do you notice anything odd about this party?
Other than our attendance?
Do all of the men here seem rather uniformly facially adorned?
A Van Dyke on every chin.
And the decor. A great deal more hellscapes than one would imagine.
Oh my bosh.
I was just remarking.
I have so many. I gave this one to our hosts as a housewarming gift. I'm glad you like it.
I'm Tom. This is Paula. You're the neighbors. Can I get you a drink, neighbors?
Tom, I'm Frank Doyle, and this is my wife, Sadie, and you may get us as many drinks as you like.
Get a load of these two, Paula. Frank, I believe we share a common interest. Say when?
Never.
Whatever you're pouring over there, Tom, I'll take two.
This party isn't half bad, is it?
To new friends!
Tell us, how do you know Sid and Jeannie?
We met at church.
Yes, at church.
You're cutting out, darling. Perhaps the room's acoustics are wanting. We're missing whatever you're saying between at and church.
Darling, I think they're implying something, that there's more to their church than wine and rosaries.
Oh, I think you're right, Frank. I believe this church is hiding something.
Rather than find out precisely what, shall we call it a draw with the storm, adjourn, and switch to whiskey?
I think we'd better. It was lovely to meet you. Please give our regards to the host.
You can't leave.
You can't leave, that is, until you have some of this dip. I'm Laura, and this is Jeff.
We're retired dentists.
Frank and Sadie, active inebriates.
Retiring neighbors.
Care for another drink?
Sadie, what do we do?
Oh, come on, give in to temptation.
We didn't hear no to one more.
To temptation, to giving in, to one more, always to one more.
Now, is it just me or are the conversations growing more ominous?
Manners, darling, we have them.
Of course. Say, how do you all know our... No, never mind that avenue. It only leads to... church. What keeps you folks busy?
Well, we keep active in our community. That's how we know our hosts.
Yes. We met at...
church.
Did you meet at church?
I expect you met at church.
Church.
No further questions.
The Church of Satan. Heard of it? You see, we're all Satanists here.
That's right. Say, Dinesh. Surprised, scared, terrified?
Relieved.
Decidedly relieved.
We were worried you were going to say literally any other sort of church.
And yes, we're terrified, quaking in our glasses.
Which are empty, I notice. Let me fix that. Tempt you with another?
Tempt away.
Church of Satan, eh? Explains the decor both upon the walls and chinny chin chins. Have you been at it long?
Oh, yes. We all love Satan for years now. Hail Satan. That's what we always say.
Hail Satan. Satan.
See?
You are Dickens, all of you.
Tempt you with another drink, neighbor?
Yes, thank you. Oh, Frank, temptation. A recurring conversational thread. You don't suppose they're...
I'll find out. Say, sport, Church of Satan, frightening stuff. You wouldn't happen to be evangelical, would you?
We really must be going.
We'll take these drinks for the road.
Oh, your olives. Your olives, my dear.
I apologize for how long that took, but morality of any kind is a tool for controlling the weak.
Hey, what do you mean by clinking my glass without permission?
Oh, that's how Sid is. He does as he pleases. I'd ask you to excuse him, but honestly, we don't care. It's actually better for us if you're offended as Satanists.
Now, Jeannie, that's just rude.
I think you mean evil.
Well, I speak of the guest of honor.
Hey! How's everybody doing?
Oh, Satan.
Oh, your foul majesty. I'm Paula. This is my husband, Tom.
Call me Satan. It is wonderful to meet you both.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it's you. You're so much redder in real life.
Thanks. Always feels good to be appreciated.
I tore up a Bible once.
Oh, man, that's a classic. I used to do that one on the road.
I'm Jeff, and I read the whole Bible backwards to my dog.
That must have taken a while.
Because dog is God backwards?
Is that blasphemy?
Yeah, I thought so.
Jeff, I love it.
Satan.
Yes. Hello.
Laura.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, no, we actually met once when I said your name in front of a mirror 666 times.
Right. You changed your hair.
No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I had a bunch of regular candles and I threw them all out and I bought all black candles.
Okay, Laura.
Paula still has regular candles.
I never light them, I swear.
Hey, Satan doesn't care about your candles.
No, of course I care. Come on. And who's this? New faces.
No, these are our neighbors, Frank and Sadie Doyle. They were just staying.
Charmed?
Charming.
Thank you.
She was talking about... never mind.
Like your chin, guy.
Oh, thanks.
Between us, I sometimes feel like the Van Dyke is the official uniform I never asked for.
Well, not for every face, certainly.
You'd look good in one, but you look good without one. Versatile face.
Oh, is it?
Let me ask you this. You done anything evil lately?
Well, not that I can recall.
Well, get right on that, soldier.
Will do.
Frank! Do not be charmed by the arch-fiend of the infernal regions.
I was just being polite, darling. What do you think, though? Could my mustache use a friend? Should I explore the Van Dyke?
Franklin Foggy Nelson Rockefeller Doyle. Goatees are and always have been a young man's game.
Excuse me, Satan. Would you mind if my wife and I took a photo of us with your horns?
Honestly, I'd be offended if you didn't.
I want a picture with the horns.
Me too.
They're so pointy. Can I touch them?
Flattered, but you know what? I don't really like people to touch the horns.
Oh.
Hey, come on. It's not that I'm too big for my pitchfork. It's just I'm a manifestation of evil, not a toy. I respect you enough to tell you what I'm comfortable with. And hey, I appreciate you asking. Please respect my answer.
Of course, my liege.
Satan, darling, may we have a word over here by this horrific sculpture?
Yes. Excuse me all. Hi. Thanks. I could use a breather.
It looked like it.
Yes. It's not good. Curtains there for a reason. No peeking.
Oh, I don't think they noticed.
No, they wouldn't have. I'm more than just an idea to them. And hey, I get it. I've been a fan. They want their time with the big idea of the big evil. I could try to connect on a deeper level, but that's not what they want. Ultimately, I don't own me. They do. They paid the appearance fee. I give them a show.
That sounds so lonely.
Sure. Yeah. But where would I be without my acolytes?
What? With your credits? Why, you could be courted by presidents, prime ministers, captains of industry.
Yeah, well, you know what? You dance with the girl who brung you. Anyway, eventually I'll get to devour their souls, so there's that.
Is there nothing you'd rather be doing?
Sure. I used to say I would one day destroy all of heaven in a whirlwind of fire and blood.
Let me guess. You keep meaning to do it, and you keep putting it off.
I do keep putting it off.
It's much easier to coast on earlier successes than to take on new challenges.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but you know what keeps me up at night is what if I can't do it?
What if you can?
Which one frightens you more?
These people are following an example of relentless selfishness.
From whom did they learn that?
Have you forgotten your own lesson?
I just get so focused on the day-to-day, you know.
Maybe the real person who needs to summon you is you.
Wow. Wow. You know, this is the kick in the pants I needed. I knew if I met you, you'd put me right.
You say that as if you expected we'd be here.
Satan, are we at this gathering as part of some infernal design?
Guilty. In fact, I may be the one responsible for a certain bad job done by a good boy.
Well, you sent the liquor delivery boy here without olives? You dickens!
If the abominable crown fits.
This is what we were talking about, old man. You manipulated the circumstance for your own success. Well, surely you could scale it up, and with confidence and persistence, you can vanquish heaven.
You really believe in me?
We do, darling.
Really? You really believe in me? Really believe in me?
Sure.
Really?
We sure
believe
do.
Believe in me?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
That means the world. Attention, everyone. It's been great seeing you here tonight.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
And I really appreciate the sacrifices you all made to be here.
I sacrificed a horse.
I remember. As believers, as soldiers in my army, I want to tell you I give Frank and Sadie Doyle my proxy to rule over all you people in my stead. I will, through them, gain my power that I get from you all.
Well, now, hang on a second.
Oh, oral contract, no signature needed. Party on, people. Enjoy your time with Frank and Sadie Doyle, emissaries of hell.
You complete dickens.
Gotcha.
You're leaving, oh hoary master.
But you can't. We're just getting started.
Nope, I'll see you all later. And maybe when I do, it'll be in hell, and I'll make you drink a lake of vomit. Until then, do whatever Frank and Sadie say. They're me. Okay? Okay. And vanish.
I can't believe he's gone. I can't believe he just left him.
I can't believe I sacrificed my horse for this.
Well, at least we've got emissaries in our own building, no less. Wait until everybody finds out. Hope you like tribute.
No, thank you. Not interested.
In terms of devoted followers, Frank is enough.
I know where I can get another horse.
Frank and Sadie Doyle, we will lay horses upon your doorstep constantly.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, wait until you hear the chanting. We can worship you around the clock from the hallway with nonstop chants.
Oh, no, you can't.
We'll come by at all hours for spiritual advice.
And personal attention.
And approval.
A lot of approval stuff.
You will not receive it.
We will not receive you.
We'll leave little notes on your door.
I don't know just why, but that one makes me the most uncomfortable.
It might be where it falls in the order of them.
Oh, do you know what could be better than a horse to sacrifice?
What, Sid? Think about what you're saying.
The liquor delivery boy.
Oh, I like it.
I do not like it.
Oh, it's Scad's more evil, and he's responsible for the turn of events.
He's not.
He made his choice. The devil only whispered in his ear. He didn't drag him by it.
We'll cut it off for you and nail it to your door.
You shall do no such thing.
Shall we put an end to this, Sadie?
Only if we can properly outsmart the devil in the doing.
Oh, I imagine we can. Would you care to start?
Sure. Oh, acolytes.
Yes, Master.
Hail Sadie.
Master.
Yes, nice.
My first decree is that none of you touch a hair on the liquor delivery boy's adorable skull.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's what you said.
Our second demand is for sacrifice. The olives we came for?
I brought them but didn't hand them over. Where is my head?
Hand them over.
Yes, my liege.
Thank you.
Thirdly, we compel you to move. Move far, far away from this building.
And never return.
Would that please you?
Ever so much.
Fine. Is there anything else?
Yes, but it is devilish of me.
Oh, please.
Better.
Be as kind and as generous as you can to everyone you meet.
Forever and ever. Amen.
That doesn't seem satanic at all.
Yes, that should deprive the devil of his due.
Excellent thwarting.
You are wicked.
We can be. Would you care to see for yourselves precisely how wicked?
No.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah, no, it's thanks. Fine. It's fine. We've seen enough.
Well, love, our martinis are olived and we are home again. After that display, will you finally believe in me?
Frank, I've always believed in you. Whatever are you talking about?
That we should never, ever leave our home for any reason, ever.
You're right, darling. Everything and everyone I need is right here.
Then here's to everything and everyone we need.
It appears Frank and Sadie have once again outwitted the high echelons of evil and literally sent their dark minions back. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study,
People that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.